There are strong allegations of slavery, modern-day slavery in our world right now, for example, in the case of China, where a whole group of people called the Uyghurs, virtual slave-like conditions. We're going to talk about this right now with Wendy Wright, the president of Christian Freedom International. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Wendy, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Isn't it interesting that, especially in the last couple of years, we keep hearing about slavery, American slavery, slavery that ended at the price of 700,000 men, and it ended in 1865, and yet we keep hearing about that, but we hear virtually nothing about this Chinese slave labor that's going on involving, as I said, as much as 2 million people.
Yeah, and it's slavery that even includes picking cotton. How ironic is that? So the Uyghurs, who are an ethnic group that is mostly Muslim, but there are some Christians, there are converts among them, who are being attacked by the Chinese communist government, attacked in such a way as to wipe them out, to eliminate them. It's been considered a genocide by both two United States administrations, by the United Kingdom, and by a number of other countries that have designated what's occurring, what the Chinese communists are doing to the Uyghurs is genocide, and it includes forced slavery, forced labor, torture, rape, sterilization, forced abortions, separating children from their parents, all of these and other actions fit the definition, the internationally recognized definition of genocide. And what's incredibly disturbing on top of that is how many American elites are associated with these Chinese atrocities.
First of all, spell the word Uyghur.
Yes, it's spelled different than you might think. It's U-Y-G-H-E-R.
U-Y-G-H-R. Uyghur. U-Y-G-H-R. And this is part of the problem. You can't even read these things. I had this article that I just printed about Senator Marco Rubio. This station, by the way, emanates from Florida, and we are thankful for him. But Senator Marco Rubio has proposed an amendment recently to legislation that would have banned imports from Xinjiang. Here again, we're losing the battle because we can't pronounce these things. How do you pronounce that? It's spelled X-I-N-J-I-A-N-G.
Yes,
Xinjiang. Xinjiang. Okay, where according to the U.S. government and others, the Chinese government is carrying out a genocide against the Uyghurs. Now, what's so interesting about this, though, with the Uyghurs, is it seems as if corporate America has, corporate America, which is woke and so much against American slavery in 1865. Well, I'm against American slavery from 1865, aren't you? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
And yet they are, they have a blind eye toward this Chinese form of slavery. It's amazing. Tell us more.
And they're not even hiding it. Nike announced that they are of and from or with China. Disney, in which their well-known movie Mulan, at the end of the movie, they give credit and plaudits to the Xinjiang publicity department. So they used resources in Xinjiang in order to make that movie, and then they proudly posted it right in the credits of the movie. You've got Apple and a number of other corporations that it's very well known that they rely on and use items and labor from the Xinjiang region and make no apologies for it. So it is encouraging that we do have a number of politicians like Marco Rubio who are willing to introduce legislation and fight hard to try and keep us as Americans from becoming complicit in the forced labor, the slavery that's occurring in China. One-fifth of the world's cotton is produced in Xinjiang. 17 companies that make PPE, that's the personal protection equipment that we see and have come to rely on since the COVID pandemic. 17 countries that make the PPE are based in Xinjiang. Solar panels, which the climate movement is pushing us all to become reliant on, are heavily made in Xinjiang by slave labor. And it's what's so disturbing and shocking is the these corporations and now even politicians who are covering up for China's forced labor and slavery and genocide occurring that they're committing, and even stopping or prohibiting us as Americans from not being associated or willing accomplices with these actions, and allowing these corporations to profit from forced labor. You know, it's so shocking. You know, when I say the names, Nike, Disney, Apple, these are multi-billion-dollar corporations. You also have the NBA, National Basketball Association. You have the IOC, the Olympic Committee, and numerous others who are multi-billion-dollar organizations. It's not as if they have small margins where they're just not going to make enough money unless they rely on really cheap labor. No, these are extremely wealthy billionaire companies and billionaires themselves, like Ray Dalio, who's a hedge fund billionaire, who are covering up and profiting from slavery that the Chinese communists are committing against the Uyghurs.
You know what's so amazing? I mean, think about, you mentioned Nike. Think about this. You have Colin Kaepernick, who made a name for himself, even as now he's a spokesman for Nike. But part of his whole thing is, you know, protesting against all the terrible things happening to blacks in America, much of which, you know, is the narrative is relying on what happened during the days of slavery and so forth. And yet he turns around and I'm sure he says nothing bad about Nike being made by modern day slave labor. That's so ironic. These woke corporations. Oh, it's terrible what happened way back when, you know, in America. But think about that hymn. You know, God bless America, 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 God mend thine every flaw. You know, there's, America has never been perfect, but my goodness, to promote modern day slavery. Of course, I don't think the average person is even aware of a lot of this stuff. Wendy, do you think?
No, in fact, we're not even fully aware of how many products are being made by slave labor and then imported into the United States. I mean, it's somewhat recently discovered that products made of human hair originated in that region of Xinjiang. And many of us have seen the pictures of the Uyghurs who have been bound and blindfolded and their heads shaved. Solar panels, which the climate movement is so reliant on, being made in that area. And that's why legislation, an amendment that was introduced by Marco Rubio to try and help protect us as Americans from being unwitting buyers of these products made by slave labor by having a blanket ban on importing of products that are made in the Xinjiang region, with the presumption that anything made in that region is a fruit of forced labor or slavery. And this amendment had bipartisan support, in fact, in several efforts in Congress to address this issue of genocide and forced labor, had bipartisan, bicameral support, both in the House and the Senate. This amendment was passed in a different form this summer, unanimously in the Senate, and yet now the Senate Democrats are holding up Marco Rubio's amendment, and the House Democrats under Nancy Pelosi are not allowing amendments and bills to come to the floor of the floor to the House for a vote. And some intrepid investigative reporters have been digging into this, and it appears that it's the Biden administration that is putting pressure, that is lobbying on these Democrat legislators. And you have to wonder, is that because of all these billionaire corporations that are have their hands dirty and filled with blood from these items and products and want to be able to sell them to us as unwitting customers?
Boy, you know, when you think about the Bible and what it says about social, I don't want to use the phrase social justice, but let's say biblical justice. You think about Amos, where he's, you know, denouncing those who are rich, but at the expense of those who are poor. And this is often used by, you know, people of the left against modern day people in America who believe in capitalism, but who certainly not willingly in any way participating in any kind of exploitation. And yet they have nary a word to say about what you're talking about in China. Now, you use the phrase slave labor, and you use the word genocide. I want you to take both those, the phrase and the word, and break them down. What are we actually talking about? You gave the one example with hair. Give us more examples.
Yeah, so there are about 380 what are called in China counter-extremism centers, what you and I would call a concentration camp, modern-day concentration camp. And in these centers, there have been a few people who have been able to escape, and they have testified to what they were subject to and what they also witnessed, torture, rape, forced abortions, sterilizations, and forced labor. There are appear to be pictures that have come out from one of these camps of people picking cotton. There are a number of products. I don't think we even know the number of products that are being made in this region, and so very likely made by these enslaved people. But the ultimate effort seems to be a genocide, that is, to wipe out this entire group of people. And the New York Times is even coming under fire now from Marco Rubio because it's been discovered that the New York Times was given some leaked papers, about over 400 pages, that included the plans for that region of Xinjiang from about 2019. And so the New York Times did report, but selectively reported. What they left out from their reporting from these papers was that it wasn't just mid-level bureaucrats who are the ones responsible for this, but rather it's Xi Jinping, who is the leader of China, the communist leader, and a number of other top Chinese officials who are the ones who are responsible for devising this in an entire plan. There was a speech given by Xi Jinping in which he outlined what he planned to do in this region of Xinjiang where the Uyghur Muslims are. And so why is it that the New York Times selectively left that out, omitted this information? It really is rather shocking to think of how many elites are kowtowing to the Chinese communists and are willing to, more than willing, are actively involved in profiting from or covering up the abuses that are occurring. There were 40 liberal groups that lobbied against this good legislation that's been introduced in Congress to keep us as consumers from not buying products that are made by slave labor. 40 liberal groups lobbied against these pieces of legislation. And what they argued was we need to stop demonizing China. Why? Because they said it will risk climate cooperation. They're afraid that China won't cooperate when it comes to issues of climate change. But the reality is we know that China's not going to cooperate anyways. Their signature on a document, their agreement to any policy on climate issues is worth nothing. They're going to violate it. They're going to ignore it.
Okay, we have less than a minute to go. When you say in these different concentration camps, would it be fair to say that in effect they're trying to work them to death?
Yes, there's that element also about profiting from them while they're doing it. And there are these efforts to reduce the population to the point where there's not a next generation that coming through the forced abortions and forced sterilization. Oh, so working them while they're alive, working them to death, and making sure there's not a next generation.
ChristianFreedom.org, 20 seconds left. It's ironic. Here you are helping Muslims, but this is such an incredible crisis in our world.
It really is. And these tactics that the communist Chinese are using against the Uyghur Muslims, they are also using in similar ways against Christians. I mentioned there are Christian converts among the Uyghur Muslims, but there are also Christian leaders who have been picked up and arrested, been tortured by the Chinese communists. And so we know that what happens to the Uyghur Muslims is beginning to happen as well against the Christians and other groups and will only be expanded.
ChristianFreedom.org. Wendy Wright, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.